You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired April 4th, 2025. The City of Waterloo has unveiled a new tool to support the sensory needs of community members while visiting city facilities, the Sensory Backpack. Packed with items to help individuals reduce or increase sensory input, such as noise-canceling headphones, sunglasses, and fidget tools, the new initiative was launched on April 2nd, World Autism Awareness Day. The backpacks also include information about Waterloo's inclusion services and items for self-regulation and communication, such as a timer, a drawing pad, and a picture exchange communication system, which allows folks to communicate through pictures. The Sensory Backpack program is currently running at Albert McCormick Community Center, the Rim Park Manulife Sportsplex and Healthy Living Center, the Waterloo Memorial Recreation Complex and the attached Community Pavilion, the City of Waterloo Museum, and Waterloo City Center. CKMS News has been told there will be opportunity for future expansion of the project to more locations. These kits fit in with the city's Reconciliation, Equity, Accessibility, Diversity, and Inclusion framework and are available to any visitor. Similar programs have been launched in other Ontario cities, including Ottawa, Toronto, and Barrie. This show features an interview with Molly Riediger, the Inclusion Services Coordinator at the City of Waterloo. Could you tell me what this program is and who it's for?
We, with the City of Waterloo, wanted to introduce some sensory backpacks that are available to customers of all ages and needs. But they're designed to serve the community and help individuals with sensory processing disabilities or just sensory sensitivities or other needs while they're accessing our facilities.
What spurred the program and how does it fit into the city's priorities?
With these backpacks, we saw a need and recognized that when you're visiting public spaces, it can be really overwhelming, especially for individuals who it's difficult to filter out external stimuli. And we wanted to create these backpacks to provide those tools and resources to individuals, whether that be to reduce that sensory input or in some cases increase sensory input as well, and just help with that self-regulation and while accessing these spaces. And I think we just saw a need with the community that it wasn't something that's being offered regularly in other areas. And so we thought we would love to create this and help those individuals and help create a more inclusive and welcoming space.
What does the kit include?
There's a variety of objects, but we have a set of headphones as well as sunglasses for children and adults. Each backpack will have different fidgets, but there's a variety of fidgets in each of the backpacks. There's also a timer in there to assist with transitioning. We also included a chair band or fidget band that can be placed on the legs of chairs or just held in people's hands. And we also included drawing pad as a communicative tool. And then in terms of informational, we included a laminated sheet that includes some more information about the services that we provide here at the City of Waterloo with Inclusion Services, as well as information about all of the items that are in the backpack, so that if an individual isn't familiar with a specific object, they're able to read up on it and know how it can better serve them. And then the final thing, we also have PEC symbols, so they're picture exchange communication system, and they're small visual symbols that can assist as a communication system and a visual tool.
When does this program start at these locations?
The sensory backpacks actually launched on Wednesday, April 2nd, so this past week, and we launched them on that day to align with World Autism Day. And we wanted to just showcase all of the inclusive and accessible programs and services that are available. And we thought that was a fitting day to launch these sensory backpacks to serve the community.
Will the program be expanding to more locations beyond the original ones listed?
At this point, we haven't discussed those future plans for additional spaces. But as the needs of the community arise and as we see that need, I'm sure there will be opportunities for future growth with these backpacks as well.
That was an interview with Molly Riediger, Waterloo's Inclusion Services Coordinator, the city launched its new Sensory Backpack project on April 2nd at 6 locations across the city. For more information on the project, contact inclusion@waterloo.ca. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.